This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia has accused Ukraine of attacking a Black Sea Navy base with sea drones. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond reports.
The port of Novorossiysk is just across the water from Crimea, where Russia's Ministry of Defense says it thwarted another attack by Ukraine overnight, taking down over a dozen drones. The ministry added Russian ships patrolling the perimeter of the naval base had destroyed some of the drones. Footage published on Russian social media appeared to show a ship firing into the sea and a burning object exploding. Ukrainian agencies carried social media footage they suggested showed a Russian ship listing to one side after the attack. The Associated Press could not verify the videos, and Ukrainian officials have not commented on the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Amid chants of lock him up outside the courtroom from a crowd of protesters and supporters, a grim-faced Donald Trump appeared before a federal magistrate. As the criminal case was read, Trump shook his head to signify disagreement with allegations that he broke the law in seeking to overturn his presidential re-election defeat nearly 3 years ago. The arraignment took place immediately after the former president was fingerprinted and booked. Despite facing a total of 78 felony charges, Trump remains the overwhelming front runner for next year's Republican Party presidential nomination. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
8 people were killed when a freight train struck a pickup truck crossing the tracks in an eastern province in Thailand early Friday, according to authorities. The 54-year-old truck driver told authorities he saw the approaching train and heard a warning horn, but followed the advice of passengers and kept going. The railway agency said when he realized the truck was headed for a collision, he could not stop in time. This is VOA News. In Niger, hundreds of people rallied in support of ruling junta in the capital Thursday, denouncing France and others who have criticized last week's coup. The Economic Community of Western African States, ECOWAS, the regional bloc of which Niger is a member, has given the military junta until Sunday to restore President Mohamed Bazoum to power or face a possible intervention. U.S. National Security spokesman Mike Kirby said Thursday, the U.S. supports ECOWAS in its efforts.
We've also been steadfast in supporting the efforts of ECOWAS, the African Union, and other governments in the region to help mediate this crisis. And while we are giving diplomacy a chance, and we still are giving it a chance, we're going to continue to review all our options around our cooperation with the Nigerian government, given these events.
At a news conference in San Diego Thursday, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Matt Olson.
Spokesperson Mike Kirby. In other news, U.S. officials say two Navy sailors have been arrested on charges related to national security. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
At a news conference in San Diego Thursday, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Matt Olson said that two active duty members of the U.S. Navy, Wenhen Zhao and Xin Zhao Wei, have been charged with passing the secrets to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. He said the information they shared included photos, videos, technical manuals of naval movements, operations, defense, and weapons capabilities. Both were charged with espionage. Olson said because of the actions of the two men, the sensitive information is now in the hands of the People's Republic of China.
The charges demonstrate the PRC's determination to obtain information that is critical to our national defense by any means, so it could be used to their advantage.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Saudi Arabia says it will extend its production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how that will affect gas prices.
Patrick DeHaan is the senior oil analyst with GasBuddy.com.
It certainly puts a damper on things moving forward. The Saudis maintaining a pretty tight balance of supply and demand and potentially pushing the market more towards the side of imbalance. That's part of the reason why oil prices have rallied for five straight weeks. The price of oil now at $81 a barrel,
which has pushed gas prices up over 20 cents in the last week to an average of $3.80 a gallon.
Absent a major hurricane, the increases should stop here in the next few days, and then we should stabilize, and maybe we'll drop just a little bit.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.